It's EV News briefly for Monday 21st of February, everything EV in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for the long show. Well, today the embargo lifted on all of those Volkswagen ID Buzz review videos. People flown from all around the world to a couple of locations to drive the ID Buzz, not a finished version, pre-production version, but the reviews overwhelmingly positive. Pretty much whoever your favourite EV YouTube channel is, they have a review of that vehicle out and some written publications as well. 77 kilowatt hour battery, rear wheel drive version tested, but all wheel drive and a bigger battery coming, and the fastest charging MEB platformed car with a charging speed heading towards 200 kilowatts, much faster than ID3, ID4, ID5, etc., with a new type of battery going into that Buzz when it arrives on the market towards the end of the year. Ford's CEO Jim Farley is exploring the possibility of separating off their new electric business from their centuries-old legacy combustion business. Of course, the difficulty is it's the internal combustion stuff providing the profit and the revenue to create the EV business, but it could be a way of making Ford valued more like Rivian and Lucid, etc., who make a fraction of the cars of companies like Ford, but who are valued in some cases even higher by the market. Jaguar and the company Magna will develop a joint EV platform together. That's according to at least a job ad on LinkedIn, which suggests that they're outsourcing some of the engineering service relationships from Jaguar to the Magna company. Of course, they're the ones that build the Jaguar I-Pace already, and that is a fabulous car, and so hopefully a partnership that's working and being extended. Rivian are running pilot production tests for their own battery factory. A number of Rivian executives have been spotted in Korea after battery development and production partnerships with Samsung fell through recently. Rivian still keen to develop their own cells with a gigafactory on US soil. Talking about gigafactories, three coming between Ford and SK. The company that is the joint venture, Blue Oval SK, have ordered the production equipment for their first battery factory earlier than planned. It's called BOSK 1. That's going to be in Kentucky. BOSK 2 in Tennessee will be online in 2023, and there'll be a third one as well, 2024, making 43 gigawatt hours of cells each in each of those factories for Ford electric vehicles. In China, GAC are expanding their factories to 400,000 electric vehicles every single year when their second plant opens in December. Europe's new emission standards seem to be working to persuade, cajole car makers to leave combustion behind and go EV. It's called the Euro 7 regulations. They'll kick in from 2025, and they'll be so hard to achieve for the car makers to make their internal combustion engines any more efficient that many of them are just dropping development on engines and instead focusing on EV developments. Next, a Chinese startup is putting two-way charging systems into practical use as China and the Standardization Administration in China really get behind the idea of vehicle-to-grid and using millions of EVs as grid backup. And they, at the minute, the final costs are only about 20% more than buying a conventional one-way charging station. I'd love that on the side of my house. Porsche building more e-bikes, but they say the lightest ever e-bike, made out of carbon fiber and weighing under 10 kilograms, but expect a price tag in the tens of thousands of dollars. 80% of car buyers in the US are now paying above the suggested retail price for new cars, which of course is much up from 2% of buyers this time last year that would pay above MSRP. But of course, the knock-on effect is that when you come to sell your used car or trade it in, you'll also get better values. And in Germany and the Netherlands, they're both opening investigations into the use of Tesla's autopilot to decide whether those autopilot features are even going to be safe enough and legal to use in the future on German and Dutch roads. That's your EV News briefly for today. Catch you tomorrow.